This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. A Democrat running for Northern Michigan's congressional seat has raised more than three times as much money as all the other candidates combined. Lon Johnson's total was around $620,000 in 2015. He's running in the 1st Congressional District, which includes most of northern Lower Michigan and all of the Upper Peninsula. It's expected to be one of the most hotly contested campaigns in the nation this year. On the Republican side, State Senator Tom Casperson took in around $150,000 last year. Craig Mauger leads the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. He says Lon Johnson, who is the former chair of the state Democratic Party, is known as a strong fundraiser.
His fundraising numbers so far are looking pretty solid for him. I mean, if you compare him to other candidates running for Congress across the state, I mean, I think he raised more last quarter than any of the challengers, and he was close to raising more than almost all of the candidates in competitive races for the last quarter.
And so, you know, how do these numbers overall compare to other districts in the state? Do you have a sense of that right now?
Yeah, definitely. First off, it's kind of difficult to compare them to other districts in the state, for one, because Tom Casperson had gotten into the race a little later. I mean, he hasn't been in this race very long. Jason Allen, who's going to be another top candidate on the Republican side, hasn't been in the race at all. I mean, he didn't have to file a report for the last period. If you look at other districts across the state, it's pretty well-defined who the candidates are going to be on both sides of the aisle, and they're both actively out fundraising full steam ahead. So if you look at Lon's number, it compares quite well with other districts across the state. Senator Casperson's isn't quite as high as other Republicans in competitive districts are, but then again, he hasn't had the time to fundraise. I fully expect that the first House district will be the district that sees the most fundraising in the state of Michigan this year. I mean, the most money is going to flow to this district. The primary is going to be huge with Jason Allen, who has been in state politics for a long time. He has a lot of connections. He's a good fundraiser. Tom Casperson is also well positioned there. There's going to be a lot of money spent on winning that primary. If it's not the most expensive primary in Michigan in 2016, it will be one of the top two. The other will be in the 10th, where there's a few people running to replace Candace Miller on the Republican side. If you look at the general election, the money in general elections follows where the competition is. And the first district is a 50-50 district. The Democrats have a candidate they like. I fully expect that this district will either be the top district in terms of spending or one of the top two in terms of spending.
How much money do you need to raise, you know, to run a competitive campaign when you're running for Congress? I mean, how much does it take?
If you look back over the last couple cycles and just base it off those numbers, first, I should say each candidate is different. I mean, if you're an absolutely stellar candidate and your opponent is a very low-quality candidate, it's not going to cost you as much to win. But in races where both parties have candidates that they like and it's a dead heat, I mean, $2 million a candidate is what Michigan's past stats seem to bear out. Winning candidates tend to raise around $2 million in races that are competitive. I mean, that's happened in district after district the last couple of cycles. That's just a really ballpark figure. I mean, there are so many different specifics that come into play and the nature of the district. The first district is one where the TV advertisement slots don't cost as much per se as Detroit. If you were trying to buy ads on TV in Detroit, they would cost a lot more. So the TV market isn't as expensive, but it's a huge district geographically there in the first as well.
What are the big expenses for candidates?
The biggest expenses, number one, one of the biggest is TV ad time. I mean, that's one of the number one ways that you communicate with voters is putting up TV ads. And when elections roll around, we all get sick of seeing those ads. I mean, candidates spend lots of money on TV ads, mailers, getting their campaign team assembled. What else do they spend money on? Websites. I mean, there are just so many different ways that they can communicate with the public. And there are so many areas where they can spend money. There is no lack of places for them to put money that they fundraise.
Anything else stand out about the first congressional race?
Yeah, I mean Lon Johnson. It can't be understated that Lon Johnson is going to alone bring a lot of money into this race. He's got so many connections in D.C. He's just well connected politically, and he knows how to raise money. He ran for the state house, I believe, in 2012, in a district that really favored the Republicans, and he was able to raise so much money for the state house seat that he didn't have a great chance to win. Now he's in a 50-50 congressional district seat, and I fully expect if he can show donors that he's going to make this close, that he's going to be able to raise a ton of money there. On the Republican side, Tom Casperson will be very difficult for the Democrats to beat in the general election just because he's more of a moderate Republican. So that could lead to maybe not as much money going there in the general election if Casperson is the nominee. If Jason Allen is the Republican nominee, this could be a really, really expensive race because Jason Allen's good at fundraising, Lon is good at fundraising, and I suspect if Jason Allen is the nominee on the Republican side, Democrats may sense that they have a better opportunity to pick up the seat, so there could be more money spent on both sides there, which will be really interesting.
That is Craig Mauger, the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. And there is another Democrat running against Lon Johnson. Former Kalkaska County Sheriff Jerry Cannon raised $25,000 in 2015. And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News Radio.